Okay, forgive me. If I'm moving too fast, slow me down, okay? You really start to feel the Shavuos coming in. Today's already Rosh Chodesh. Bo'ol Midbar Sinai, this is the day we came to Midbar Sinai. We made the Hachanas already for Kabbalah Satara. Rosh Chodesh. Shavuos. Shavuos is the day we got the Torah. Yet, ironically, it's the Yortzeit of Davin HaMelech. Now, why is this ironic? Because Torah is more associated with Yaakov, or Moshe Rabbeinu. And David is the essence of Tefillah. So why should David HaMelech be the tzaddik who's nifter on Shavuos, if Shavuos is Torah, and David HaMelech is Tefillah? He says about himself, Va'ani Tefillah. I'm a chefta shal Tefillah. Secondly, the idea of Tikkun Leil Shavuos. What's the idea behind Tikkun Leil Shavuos? Everybody has, you know, many things they would like to learn on Shavuos, yet there is a Seder which has been instituted, which has been Koveya by Tzadikim, to do the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Why is the Tikkun Leil Shavuos the limud on the night of Shavuos? Thirdly, in the Haftarah, we do, for the Haftarah of the second day of Shavuos, it's called Tefillah L'Chavakuk HaNavi. Now, most people haven't even heard of Chavakuk. They never even knew he was a Navi. Yet, this is the essence of the Haftarah. Haftarah is not just something which is random. It's associated directly with the Mahus of the Yom. How does Chavakuk represent the essence of what Shavuos is? It's part of it. Fourthly, the idea of standing by Aseret HaDibros. There's a lot of controversy amongst the poskim whether or not it's appropriate to even stand for the Aseret HaDibros. Right? The Minhag HaOlam is two, but what's the idea behind standing up for the Aseret HaDibros? Fifthly, it says in the Yaakov Ruveni, he brings a Medrash which says that at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Yidden on Har Sinai, there was a guest. There was a guest mountain. That was Har HaMoriah. Har HaMoriah was Kaifet. It jumped from its place in Yerushalayim onto Har Sinai, and the Torah was given upon Har HaMoriah, upon Har Sinai. What's the deal with that? And lastly, the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, it culminates by Musaf when we say Kesei Yinu Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. What does Kesei Yinu Lecha have to do with Tikkun Leil Shavuos in that it's the climax of the Kesei of this whole Tikkun which is taking place on Leil Shavuos? Why not when we finish learning? Or not when you go to the mikvah? It's beyond that, right? It's the learning to the mikvah, to tefillah, to Kesei Yinu Lecha, and then that's the final Tikkun. Let's begin with this. The Medrash in the beginning of this week's Parsha, it's really the Zayar. The Zayar says, Bamidbar Bahar Sinai. That's how the Pasuk says. So the Zayar says, Bamidbar, right? This is the Dargah D'Oraisa. This is the Torah. Bahar Sinai. This is the Dargah, the Mashkina. There's Torah, and then there's Mishkan. What Torah and Mishkan mean is that there's Torah, and then there's Tefillah. The Mishkan being the icon of Tefillah. These are two different madrigas of Torah and Tefillah. On the surface, Torah and Tefillah are shnei dvarim nifradim, opposites of each other. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Yud, it says there's an idea called Zman Tefillah Lechud v'Zman Torah Lechud. There's a time for davening and there's a time for Torah. And Torah and Tefillah, they have their own gvulos. Lo yisaseh gvul re'echa. Each have their own zman. Person has to know when to daven, when's the time to learn Torah, and they each have their own space. Torah and Tefillah are headers, which divide up many things into two categories, which we've spoken about many times. Torah is keneged the Kohen Gadol, versus Tefillah, which is keneged the Melech, for example. Tefillah is keneged in Isha, whereas Torah is Bechinas Zachar, in Adam, in Ish. Shemaim and Aretz, Shemaim being the Torah, and Aretz being the land. Shemesh v'Yareach. These are two things which have their own gvulos, and as you go down, we find how the world separates into Zachar and Akeva, and Torah and Tefillah falls into that subdivision as well. Within the Mensch, you also have the Mayach, which is considered to be a Melech, and the Lev, which is connected to be a Melech also. These are Shnei Melachim within a person. The mind being designated more towards Torah, the Keli for Torah, and the heart, Ezehu Avodah Shevalev Zu Tefillah, the heart being the Keli for Tefillah. And these are things, this is how they divide down. In terms of Tzaddikim as well, we have Yosef, who is considered to be the Darga of Torah, and we have David HaMelech, who symbolizes the Darga of Tefillah. And connected these two Tzaddikim, we have Shnei Mashiachim, Mashiach ben Yosef, who restores the Darga of Torah, and Mashiach ben David, who restores the Darga of Tefillah. And just like there was a machlekes between Yosef and David, the Hainu, Yosef and Yehuda, particularly, of which David HaMelech comes from, so too, this is the conflict which goes throughout all of history. You can call it Hasidim Misnagdim, you can call it whatever you want. The Darga of Torah and Tefillah, the Shalom between the two of them, is an inyan of Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim Mekasarecha. How to fuse Torah and Tefillah B'yachad. Not to see them as they appear on the Chitzonius, as Zeluchud V'Zeluchud. But rather, in the Oynik HaTefillah, you're going to find Torah, and in the Oynik HaTorah, you're going to find Tefillah. For example, take a look at the conflict between Yosef and David. Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef, we know, represents Chachma, Ben Zakunim, Chazal say Ben Zakunim means Ben Chakim, as we'll say, that he's a man of Chachma. That's why he's called a Nar, who's a Zakin, Zeshakan of Chachma. Right? Whereas Yehuda is a Mispala. And originally, what happens is that Yosef is on top and Yehuda is on the bottom. Yosef is the Melech, and then Yehuda comes before Yosef as an Eved before his master. But when they finally duke it out, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, when Yehuda has a confrontation with Yosef, Chazal say in this in the Medrash, Ki hine ha-melachim noyadu yachdav. This is the battle between the two kings, Yehuda who's the Melech of Israel, and Yosef who's really the Melech of the whole world. Now what happens when they duke it out? Who gets the better of who? Yehuda says, bend your ear a little bit. Listen just a little bit to what I have to say. And when Yehuda starts to speak to Yosef, all of a sudden, Yosef cannot bear it anymore. Yosef has to concede to Yehuda. On the Chitzonius, the Mayach has a shlita over the Lev. The Lev represents Hergesh, represents feeling, whereas the Mayach represents Chachma. Right? The Mayach, the Machshava, is deeper than feeling. It's deeper than that. The Lev is considered to be chitzonius because it's in charge of the hergesh, of one's feelings, one's emotions, whereas the machshava, which is the mayach, is more pnimi than it. However, there's a place in the Lev which is even higher than chachma. That if you get to the oimek ha-Lev, there's a place within the oimek ha-Lev which has a shlita over the mayach, which has more machshava than the mayach. So when Yehuda comes in front of Yosef, and he starts to be mispalel, as Chazal says, "Vayigash elav Yehuda, vayigash ezalash in tefillah." He's a mispalel into the ears of Yosef. He could be mashachnea Yosef, be mashachnea the lev, because within the lev, although on the chitzonius it's more bachutz than the mayach, but in pnimius is an akuda within the lev, which is even higher than the mayach, and then that's when Yehuda is able to be mashachnea and to dominate over Yosef. So where, although there is the mayach and there's the lev, and it seems that the mayach has a shlita over the lev, within the nekudas, the pnimis, the lev, there's a nekuda called higher than mayach. And this is the inyan of netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim, we know the yadayim are connected to the lev. People, when they speak and they get very emotional, they start to use their hands a lot, because the hands are the expression of the heart. Netilas yadayim is the idea that when you wash your hands and you clean your hands properly, and you make a brucha, you raise it higher than your head. Higher than your head. Because what happens in the show is that in the Oymek HaDvarim, the Mayach is lower than the heart. When you do the proper Hachanos, that the heart can go even higher than the mind. That's why when Yidin fought against Amalek, the whole idea was that when Moshe lifted his hands over his head, the Yidin would be Menatzeach. If not, then they wouldn't be Menatzeh. This is the idea of Vayihi Yodav Emunah, which Targum says that his hands, when they're called Emunah, means that he was davening. Where Moshe, who's the Ish HaTorah, would be Isaac in Tfilah, he was Miyachi Torah in Tfilah, he would put his hands higher than his head, that represented lifting the lave and being Makasha, the lave with the Mayach, and when you do that, there's no Shlita Malik in heaven. That's called Bitala Malik. Because the Tfilah, which is the heart, and the Mayach, which is the mind, as long as those two things are separate, which is Shemayim Va'aretz, there's a space for a Malik to stand in the middle, which is the gap between these two Madrigas of Torah and Tfilah. But when somebody who's a Dago of Torah is Makasha himself with Tfilah, or vice versa, where somebody who's an Ish Tfilah is Makasha himself with Torah, when he's Miyachi, Torah and Tfilah together, he's able to bring them together, and therefore a Malik has no place to be Yonik, and they're out, that's called Mechiyas HaMalik. That's called Vayihi Yodav Emunah. It's interesting that if you take Tfilah, which is Gematria what? 515, and Torah, which is Gematria 611. The difference between the two of them is Gematria 96. 96 is Gematria Emunah without the Vav. Yeah? So therefore, Emunah is what bridges Torah and Tfilah together. This is the site of Tairasu Nasai by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that he learned his Torah together Tfilah. That's why he was Potter from Tfilah. Because if your Torah is with Emunah, which bridges Torah and Tfilah together, then you can be Potter from Tfilah like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
The Vav used to be Mechaber, the term?
Vav is Mechaber, yeah. However, you can also have like this. You find, for example, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, that you have the Mizbeach, which is the symbol of Tfilah, and you have the Menorah, which is the symbol of Chachma. Right? Kol HaRotze LaHachkin, Yatzpin. Right? Face towards the Menorah. Menorah is the symbol of Chachma. Now, which is more Chitzonius? The Mizbeach is on the outside. It's in the Azara. Whereas the Menorah is in the Heichal. So you see that the Mayach is more Pnimi than the Lev, which is standing on the outside, which is where the Mizbeach is. However, there's a Mizbeach, which is even closer to the Aron Kodesh, the Menorah, which is what? The Mizmeach HaPnimi. So you see that even Lifnai VeLifnin, if you go in the Seder, you see you have the lave on the outside, which is the Mizbeach. Then you have the Menorah, which is more Pnimi. Then you have the Mizmeach HaPnimi, which is more Pnimi than that. That's the Nekuda within the lave, which is higher than the Mayach. And how do you get into the Kodesh Kadashim? On Yom Kippur? Only the Kohen Gadol. How? By taking from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, from the Ketayas. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is your in into the Aron HaKadosh. Whereas even the Menorah represents Chachma, that's Torah. Menorah is Torah. Ner Torah. However, to get into the Aron HaKadosh, which is the real Or of Torah, which is the Or Nun, Aron is the Or Nun, you can only get in with the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is the Nekuda of Torah within the heart. That can take you in on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of the Luchos Shnios. Yet it's also a day of Tefillah. So Yom Kippur, the reason why Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, there's no shlita of the Satan in Yom Kippur, that there's 365 days in the year. But there's one day where the Satan has no shlita, that's Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, which is the day of the giving of the Luchos Shnios, that's also a day where you daven the entire day. Because you have to be Miyachei Torah and Tefillah. When you're Miyachei Torah and Tefillah, that's the solution to have no shlita samalek, as we spoke about before. And that's a day of using the Ketairis to get into the Aron HaKadosh. That if a person can get into his heart very deep, that he's ma'amik in his tefillah, if he goes deep enough, he'll be able to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, where the Torah is, and he'll find Torah within his tefillah. That the Gemara says, Chasidim HaRishonim, they daven the entire day. They had a 9-hour day davening. What about the Torah, the Gemara says? Torah asa mishmatam. Don't worry about the Torah. The Torah is good. Which means that they had a very deep Torah. That they would learn Torah through their tefillah. And so the Gemara says, and a person has to be mechavin libay, keneged kodesh hakadoshim when he davens. His lave is keneged the kodesh kadoshim. Kodesh kadoshim is the place of what? The place of the Aron HaKodesh. What does Aron HaKodesh have to do with the lave? So it says, no, that's the lave. In your lave, you have something called the Aron HaKodesh, the Or Nun. If you're mamik in your lave and you're mechavin and keneged the kodesh kadoshim, you'll find Torah even within your tefillah. That's the oimek of the kesher between Torah and tefillah. This is why when the Torah was given, it says, V'hahar bo'ir ba'esh ad lev hashamayim. The lev hashamayim, the Torah comes from a place called lev hashamayim. The same thing is true with us, that if we come into the lev ha'aretz, which is ourselves, if we makasher our Lev Haaretz to the Lev Shamayim, Machaber Nivo could be Kodesh Kalash, and Bitfila, we could be Zeicha to that Or, to that Gili Yatara, which is Maimon Har Sinai. So it's interesting, because if you take a look at these 50 days leading up to Shavuos, they correspond to the what? Chamishim Shari Bina. It's interesting, there's Chachma and there's Bina. Chachma is Yosef, which is the Indian of Chachma, and Bina is the Indian of Lev. Lev Yavin, the Gemara says. Bina is in the Lev. Right? So you count 50 days up to Shavuos. That's called the 50th gate of Bina. Right? When you're toivel in the Mikvah, the Ari says you're being toivel in the Shar Nun of Bina. It's interesting that you go into the Nun of Bina. What about Chachma? Right? But the teretz is that the Shar Bina, the 50th gate of Bina, is even higher than Chachma. It's Makusha with the Keseh. Because if you go into the depth of your heart and you go to the Shar Nun of Bina, the Shar Nun of Bina is actually connected to the Keseh, where it's even higher than Chachma.
So why do we need to go to that path?
The path of the heart, there's a place in the heart which is even higher, as we're saying, it's even higher than Chachma. Chachma can get you up to here, but it can't get you to Keseh. But if you go in, all the way in to Bina, you can go through Bina and hit the Keseh. That's why Shar Nun of Bina is the day of Shavuos. You can find the Torah of Shavuos through the heart of the Shar Nun of Bina. That's why Shlomo, who says, Amarti Echkema, I said Chachma v'hi v'chayka. If you choose Chachma, then it'll be far from you. Because there's no way from Chachma, per se, to get to Keseh. If you go through Bina, then you can find it there. That's what David HaMelech did.
Why is it like that?
This is the side of Yichud. This is the side of Yichud. Now, every single day, on some level, we're Makasher Torah and Tefillah. On some level, we're Makasher Torah and Tefillah. Every single day, we say Shema, of which the Gemara says that Shema is considered to be Talmud Torah. Shimon says it could be Yotzei L'mitzvah Talmud Torah by saying Shema by morning and Shema by night. Yeah? Shema is the essence of Talmud Torah. Whenever the Gemara learns out halachos of Talmud Torah, it's always learned out from Shema. Shema is the essence of Talmud Torah. The reason being is because when Hashem gave Torah to Bnei Yisrael, He said, "Anoyech Hashem Alakecha," which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The whole essence of Torah is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema is Torah, and then what? You go from Shema to Shmona Esrei, which is Tefillah, and therefore there's the inyan of what? Smichus Gula LeTefillah, which means you have to be Makasher Torah and Tefillah together. The whole inyan of Smichus Gula LeTefillah is to be Makasher Torah and Tefillah. So every day on some level, built into the Seder HaTfilah, there's a Kesher and a Yichud which is taking place between Torah and Tefillah.
How's
Geula
Torah?
Hmm?
How's
Geula Torah? Geula Shema. It's interesting also because Parshas Bahar, the Yaakov Uveni says, it says the word Geula 15 times. Bahar. Right? Which is more times the word Geula than any other Parsha. That's called Geula. Right? You have to be samech that to Bamidbar, which is really the whole Indian of Tefillah, which is the Indian of Shavuos, which is the Indian also of Smichus Gula LeTefillah. Happens to be that the gematria of Smichus Gula LeTefillah is gematria Torah Tefillah. Torah Tefillah. That's what it is. It's samech Gula LeTefillah means be makasha Torah Tefillah. On some level, every single day, there's a yichud. It's not mamish, because it's one after the other, but you do Torah, and then you roll right into tefillah without being masif. You can't be masif. You can't even see amin to be masif. Right? By Goal Yisrael. Right? It's like a silent amin. It's interesting that the word amin is that which is miyachay, Goal Yisrael, which is geula, and tefillah, because we said before that the gematria of emuna, which is the source of the word amin, is miyachay, Torah, and tefillah. The gematria is Torah and tefillah. So that silent amen, which you're not supposed to say, is makasha Torah and Tefillah. Also, this is a very big avodah by Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman from Bezlov, he used to talk about turning Torahs into Tefillahs. Right? Whenever you learn a Torah, you should say a Tefillah about that. And the whole Sefer Likutei Tefillahs by Rav Nachman is turning the Torahs of Rav Nachman into Tefillahs, which he composed. Right? But again, that's not mamish glat, because it's going from Torah into Tefillah. It's something, it's a huge thing. It's like Smichus Gula LeTefillah, right? It's the antidote, as we said before, to knocking off a Molech, when you're Makasha Torah and Tefillah together. Right? But there's this Indian of being Makasha Torah and Tefillah, and Tefillah and Torah. Now, even your Tefillah can be a Torah. Tzaddikim say that when a Tzaddik davens with Shemos HaKadoshim, but Alpi Kavanas Hari, right? Those Kavanas, those Shemos are called Torah. A shame is always Torah. Torah is called Shemos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Shame is always Torah. When your tefillah is on such a madrega that your mamik so deep in your tefillah that you mispalu with Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you elevate your tefillah into also being a Torah. That's called tefillah and Torah Biyach. So that's why tzaddikim, when they daven with Kavanas HaShemos, it's a very big yichud that the miyachay Torah and tefillah, and therefore can be poil very big things. Very, very big things. So just like Torah can be a tefillah can also be a Torah. And the mile of that is that Torah and tefillah, like we said before, which is the Kohen and the Melech, right? Yishe Isha, Shemayim and Aretz, right? Torah has its own unique qualities, and tefillah has its own unique qualities. Torah has the quality of Misa, that it's able to kill things. It can kill, it can disinfect. That's called Torah. Adam ki yomus ba'ayho. There's an Indian of a person that he kills what? He kills himself on Torah. A person with the light of Torah, he can break the klipos within himself to be able to become a new person. So Torah is the bechina of Misa. Misa b'derech kedusha, not to kill oneself. You know, it's not like, you know, you just like destroy things, right? Like a pshimin, like when he came out of the ma'ara, he was, because of his Torah, he was burning everything in sight. His son was burning everything in sight. Torah has the ability to destroy, whereas tefillah is the inyan of chayim. Tefillah l'keil chayai. Right? Davin HaMelech is the essence of tefillah. Davin Melech Yisrael, chay v'kayom. It's the inyan of chiyus. So tefillah is chayim and Torah is Misa. When you miyachi Torah and tefillah together, you have something called tchias amesim. You can be poyel with the tefillah, where they, if your tefillah is b'derech Torah, you can actually be mechay amesim. That's when tefillah, which is chiyos, is b'derech Torah. That's why dafka, when you're senech gula the tefillah, and you say shema, and then you go from shema to tefillah, you go to shema to essay, what comes after that? You say avos, and then you make a bracha, bracha to Hashem, mechay amesim. Because the only way you can even make a bracha of mechay amesim is after your makasha shema and tefillah, which is the kisher of Torah and tefillah b'yach. Then you can talk about tchias amesim. Like by Elisha. It says that Elisha, when he found the baby of the Shunammis lying in the bed, meis al mitaso, he was lying dead on his bed. So it says, vayasem piv al piv, vayispalo al Hashem. He put his mouth on the mouth of the child, and he was mispalo. What is he mispalo? He was mispalo. The Gemara says, everything Elisha did, beracham Yehuda Ovid. He did it with tefillah. Beracham. But it says in the Zohar that he was mechavin shemos, mamish tremendous shemos when he did it. Right? The ikar was he wanted to be mechay mesim. So therefore, he made a tefillah on a darga of Tyra. He was mechavin the shemos HaKadosh. If you do tefillah, which is chayim, on the darga of tefillah, of Tyra, then you can take a mes and be mechay mesim. That's exactly what he did. That's why it's called vayasem piv al piv. Piv al piv means you take your mouth of Tyra and you makash it with your mouth of tefillah. That's called piv al piv. Because two times peh is gematria Yosef David. Because there's one peh for Yosef, which is Torah, and there's one peh for tefillah, which is called David. So piv al piv is the bechina of being makasha Yosef and David, which is Torah and tefillah. When he did that, when he made a kesher of Torah and tefillah, mamela he was mechay mason to this child. The opposite is true by Kriya Shema Lamita. Kriya Shema Lamita is not one of the three tefillahs which we daven every day. It's called Torah. Kshma is Torah. Kriya Shema Lamita is Torah together tefillah. And that's why the Gemara says when you do Kriya Shema Lamita, you have a cherev pipios biadam laharagas amazikin. You can kill with that. How can you kill with the Kriya Shema Lamita? Because what? It's not just some Kriya Shema. It's Torah, but it's b'derech tefillah because you say b'derech tefillah. So when you take your Shema and you turn that into your tefillah, so now you have something which is not going to bring something to life. That was Elisha because he did tefillah b'derech Torah. But here where your Kriya Shema is a Torah b'derech tefillah, you can kill all the mazikin. That's why it's called a cherev pipios. Pipios is what? Two pios. One peh for Torah, one peh for tefillah. When you have a cherev like that, that cherev can kill the mazikin. So therefore again, when your tefillah is b'derech Torah, you're like Elisha, you can be mechay mesim. When you have a Kriya Shema Lamita, which is your Torah together tefillah, you can kill the mazikin. It all depends what's the ikar and what's coming to be tough to that ikar. Tyra or tefillah, chayim, and malas.
How does the Torah create a tefillah?
Kriyash Malamita, that's your tefillah when you go to bed, that Hashem should protect you. But you're not being misspell anything when you say Shema. It's words of Tyra. But the fact that you're using that Tyra as your tefillah, and you're challenged to shame tefillah, now it can be named Mr. Chayim, and start to kill things. This is also the Indian of Purim and Hanukkah. Purim is like Shavuos, in that it's also a day of Kabbalah Safed. What happened on Purim? It was a big tzara, it was a Haman. Why is it called Haman? Because we said before, that Torah and Tefillah, the difference between them is Gematria Muna. But if you take away the Aleph, then it's Haman with the Kaila. Right? Haman with the Kaila. Haman stands in between Torah and Tefillah. It was a very big tzara, and Mordechai said, let's go out and let's daven. Sa'ak will be here. They daven. The whole thing was a Tefillah. It was a Yeshua through Tefillah. That's why Rashi says in the Gemara in Megillah, I think it's Daf Dalam and Aleph, it says that one of the makaris that we do Megillah is it says Hashem Elokai Lelam Aydara. Right? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says the reason why we learn the Megillah is a zecher to the tzaakos that the Yidden did at the times of the Tsar of Haman. So what? Megillah's Esther is a tefillah. It's a tzaaka. It's a zecher to the tzaaka. Right? That's what we say. Kriyas Zuhilula. Right? That the Megillah is a zecher to the tzaakos. But Megillah is not just a tefillah. It's also what? It's one of the svarim of Torah. Like Esther says, Kisfuni the Dairus. I want to be Torah also. I want to be Torah, but you're Tefillah. How could you be Torah if you're Tefillah? The whole Sefer of Megillah is about the Tefillah of Bnei Yisrael. But yet, it's a Tefillah, which is Chalun and Hashem Torah. Where there's Torah and Tefillah B'yachad, that's Bittul HaMalek. That's where Haman was killed. Because the Yidden were Meyached, Torah and Tefillah B'yachad. That's the Sod of Purim. Megillah Esther is the Gematria of B'Torah U'Tefillah. It's a Yichud of Torah and Tefillah. When there's a yichud of Torah tefillah, you kill Amalek. But the ikar it's Torah, it's tefillah, but it's a tefillah which was transformed into Torah. Now the opposite is true by Chanukah. And that's why David HaMelech is the bechina of Purim. We spoke about before by Purim time that the whole nes of Purim took place through Mordechai because Mordechai was born through the efforts of David HaMelech. Can't be Marech, Ayin Shom. Now Yosef, the tzaddikim all say, is the bechina of Chanukah. Yosef is Chanukah. Kisvut l'chamal kiran hashar. We can't be ma'arach in this. Ayin sham and Chanukah shir. Chanukah is Yosef. Yeah? The whole Indian of Chanukah was done through what? Who? The Kohanim. Right? The Kohanim is the Darg of Torah. The Melech is the Darg of Tefillah. The whole Nes took place through the Darg of Torah. Right? Torah Hashem b'fihu, it says about the Kohanim. Right? T'mechav y'rechav ish chasidecha. The Darg of Torah. The whole Nes took place through the Kohanim, which is Darg of Torah. Zaydin b'yad, ois kesar asecha. Right? It was the Koyach HaTorah which allowed them to defeat their enemies, to pounce on their enemies, to kill their enemies. But from that Torah, which is the Dag of the Kahuna, there was born out from there Tfilos. What's the Tfilah? It's the Halo which we say on Chanukah. The Halo, which is the Mitzvah which was born from the efforts of the Kohanim, that's the Tfilah which was born from the Torah of the Kohanim. Because when the Kohanim went out to war with their Bitachon and their Koyach HaTorah, that wasn't just Stam Tayr, that was a Tayr B'derach Tefillah. The Kohanim heard with Mashiach Se Hashem, when they learned Tayr, their Tayr is a Darg of Tefillah. They learned it with Dveikas. They make Tefillahs out of their Tayrs. So the Kohen makes Tefillahs out of his Tayrs from the Tayr of the Kohanim gave birth to what we call the Halal, which we do on Chanukah. There's no Sefer which came out of Chanukah. That was only Purim has a Megillah. Because the whole Indian of Purim is that through your Tayr you give birth to a new Tayr. Called Megillas Esther. But by Chanukah, it's Pum Faker. It was through their Torah they give birth to a new tefillah. What's the new tefillah? That's called Halal. That's called Haidah. Haidah is particular to David. It's really Halal. It's the Halal, which Sfasana says is Yosef. It's the Halal, which comes out of Chanukah, which is the Darga of tefillah, which is given birth to by the Torah of the Kohanim. So therefore, Purim and Chanukah are two sides of the same coin. It's either Torah mitach tefillah, or tefillah mitach Torah. This is the Chiddush of Purim and the Chiddush of Chanukah. You find this also by tefillin. By tefillin, we have an idea of Rashi and Rabbi Nitan. Two tefillin. The tefillin of Rashi are keneg bina, which is why you daven with the tefillin of Rashi. There's an Indian to put on Rabbi Nitan tefillin and to learn Torah with Rabbi Nitan tefillin to say Shema. The post can say, don't take off your tefillin shel Rashi until the end of davening and then put on your tefillin to Rabbi Nitan. However, Api Chassidus, you're definitely supposed to put on your tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam for Chazaras HaShatz. Why should that be? The Indian is, as we said before, Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, the Bnei Sasfar says, is connected Iyar, which is Chachma. And Rabbeinu Tam, which is Rashi, is connected Nisan, which is the Inyan of Tfilah. But the Inyan is that you want to be Makashir, Tayyar, and Tfilah B'yachad. So therefore, Api Chasidus, you're supposed to take off your Tfilin to Rashi and put in Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka Bechazar Sashatz, because Chazar Sashatz is Tfilah. You want to be Nichlal, make a Nichlal, the Inyan of Tfilah, Chazar Sashatz, with the Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin of Chachma. That's the reason why. Rashi, you're already good, because by Rashi, you said Shema when you're wearing a Tfilin of Rashi. So you already were made kailal by your Kriyashma with Rashi, the Inyan of Tayyar, with his Achina Tfilah. Now you have to make a yichud of tefillah with the tilna of Yinutam. We'll come back to this Mir Tashem at the end if we have time. But getting back to our questions, we spoke about before, what's the Indian of Shavuos? Why dafka David HaMelech? David is Torah. Isn't Shavuos all about Torah? David is tefillah. But the Indian is no. Shavuos is not all about Torah. Shavuos is all about a yichud of Torah and tefillah. That's why you learn Rus. Rus is a Megillah. It's one of the Megillas. It's Torah. But why is it called Rus, the Gemara says? Because Al Shem Dov and Amalek Shirivuhu Lakadosh Baruch Hu B'Shiris V'Tishbaros. Because he's saying Shiris to Hashem. Dov and Amalek's Tfilos created the Sefer of Rus. It's a Torah which is created from the Tfilos of David. David is a Machus of Torah and Tfilah B'Yachad. The Shlach says that Tehillim is, of course, it's Tfilah. But it's also one of the Chafta Al Tzarm. It's also one of the Tzarm in Tanakh, Tehillim. So Tehillim is a Yichud of Torah and Tfilah. If you say Tehillim, right, you're learning Torah. But if you daven Tehillim, then you're davening. Tehillim, which is what David HaMelech composed, it's a yichud of Torah and Tefillah. And being that Shavuos is a Torah which was given mitoich Tefillah, it's a yichud of Torah and Tefillah, that's why David HaMelech is buried there. What does it say by Har Sinai? It says, Yom Asher Amadita Lichnei Hashem Elokecha B'chayrev. Amadita, the day which you stood on Har Sinai, what does standing have to do with Kabbalah Satayra? Rather what? Ein Amida Ela Tefillah. When Yidden received the Torah, it was a Torah mitoich their tefillah they received Torah. Amadita is gematria tefillah with the kailah. So the whole essence of Amida is the Indian of tefillah. They stood in Har Sinai b'derech tefillah and they received the Torah. That's why there's an Indian by standing by Sfiras Ha'Omer. It says hechel chamesh b'karma. You have to stand during Sfiras Ha'Omer because standing when you say Sfiras Ha'Omer, that's b'china tefillah. Amida is tefillah. That's why Yom Asher Amadita is a gematria Sfira Sa'imer. Until you come to Shavuos, which is this Indian of Amida, Yom Asher Amadita is a day of Amida. Minded Har Sinai means the Tfilah of Har Sinai. That it was mitoich the Tfilah that Bnei Yisrael were in Mispalel. They received the Torah, which was called the Yichud of Torah and Tfilah. That Hashem's Torah, which He gave to Bnei Yisrael, wasn't just Stam Torah. There was a Yichud of Torah and Tfilah in those words. And that's the Dag of David HaMelech. That He's Meyachi Torah and Tfilah B'yachad. It's also need of Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Tikkun Leil Shavuos is what? You're not just saying the words. Right? These are words which you're doing b'derech tefillah. It's so dry otherwise. You're just going to go read through all of Tanakh. It's a tefillah to Hashem. Your Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Rav Shem Shapinka says, why do you do the whole Indian of Tikkun Leil Shavuos? Because every sefer which you say is a tefillah to Hashem, you should know the entire sefer. That's what he says. Because you do only the first three psukim of one and the last three. Where does that get you? He says, that's not Torah. That's tefillah. You're being mispalel to Hashem that if I have the Rishon and the Achron, fill in the middle. So Tikkun Leil Shavuos is a darg of Torah, but darg of Tefillah. That's why it's called a Tikkun. It's a Tikkun of Torah that when Torah is misyachi with Tefillah, that's a Shidduch. That's a Torah b'limum. This is also why we say Tefillah l'chavaka kanavi. That's the half Torah. Isn't the half Torah a Torah? It's part of the Torah. It's Kriyas HaTorah. But goof of the half Torah of Shavuos is the tefillah of Chavakuk. It's the only tefillah in all of Navi. That the Navi, which is the words of Torah, he's speaking with the Torah, that he's also making the tefillah. But that's Dafka the Inyan. Tefillah l'chavakuk ha-Navi is gematria Chag HaShavuos. Right? The tefillah of Chavakuk is in essence, it's a yichud of Torah and tefillah b'yachad. That's why Dafka you do Chavakuk. And what's amazing is that who is Chavakuk? You know who Chavakuk is? He is the child who was born from Elisha. That's what the Chazal said. So a few Elisha's yichud of Torah and Tefillah, this Chavakuk was born. And that just like Elisha had a Tefillah b'derech Torah, comes along Chavakuk and he makes a Torah b'derech Tefillah. And he's the one who says, Sadik v'munas yichyeh. Where does that come from? You know why that comes from? Because Emuna is the bridge between Torah and Tefillah, like we said before. So therefore, he's the one who's right to say, Sadik v'munas yichyeh, the Gemara says, that he was mimed the Torah on one thing called Emuna. Because he got to the essence of Torah. The essence of Torah is Emunah. Because the Emunah with Torah, that's in the Tefillah. So that's why Chavakuk is the man when it comes to the night of Shavuos. That's why Aseret HaDibros has to be davka ba'amida, because amida is tefillah. So it's not the pshat that you're giving a special chashivas to the Aseret HaDibros. It's that being that the Aseret HaDibros was Hashem's words of Torah v'derech tefillah, so we stand for Aseret HaDibros to show that they have a darga, not just a koya, but a darga of tefillah b'yichud. That's called Aseret HaDibros, ba'amida davka. That's why the Ikar Tikkun takes place by Keser. Right? Because Keser is Shnei Malachim B'Keser Echad. It's Melech, but it says about Bnei Yisrael by Harsina, that they were Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh. Melech and Kehuna B'Yachad. Tayr and Tila. When you come to Keser, that's, what do you say during Keser Yitnu L'Chad in Musaf Shabbos and Shmon Esrei? You say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the Kedusha. That means that not only Shema, just the Hachana for the Tefillah of Shemona Esrei, built into the Musaf Shemona Esrei Kedusha, you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hachad. When you say that Shema, that's the final Tikkun. Because that's Shema within Tefillah Mamish, that's why it's a Yichud. A perfect Yichud between Torah and Tefillah. Because that's the whole Tachas of the night, is to come to the place where you Mamish make a Yichud of Torah and Tefillah B'Yachad. Oh, 1 second. That's why Keser Yitnu L'cha is Gematria Torah Tefillah. And also the gematria shnei malachim bekeser echad, because Torah utvila is the keser yitnu lecha, which is the English shnei malachim bekeser echad. That's the yichud of shema utvila biyachad, and that's why Har Hamoria and also Har Sinai, because Har Sinai is the har of Torah, but you can't do anything with Torah without the har of utvila, which is Har Hamoria. So when you meyachid Har Hamoria and Har Sinai, there you can give Torah, because Torah of Shavuos is a Torah of utvila and Torah biyachad. That's why they come together. So today of Torah and Tefillah, we should be zeichet the Torah and Tefillah biyachad. To stand once again on Har Sinai, Hashem and Mekavel. Torah Chadash, Shemitah, Tzev, Biyaz, Gal, Tzedek, and here, Gemein, Wamein. Amen.